practice really makes a man perfect. We all wanted to know the answer to this question. This is Apoor Khajuria and you are listening to the new episode of the Curious Seeker podcast, your only chill time podcast. Serena Williams is known to practice 4 hours at a stretch. After every formal practice ends, Steph Curry lofts 100 three-pointers, part of a lifetime of intense practice that allows him to make it look so easy during a game. 8th grader Karthik Nemani won last year's National Spelling Bee by studying specifically for the competition during months of highly specialized training. Despite some 17 years of schooling and decades of professional writing, I still, today, could not win an 8th grader spelling bee, nor would 10,000 hours of drills have gotten me to Wimbledon or the MBA. Yes, there's a lot more to perfection than practice. For one thing, studies suggest that practice is responsible for somewhere between 1 and 33% of a person's success, depending on the particular pursuit. Meanwhile, you can practice can matter greatly. And for some skills and professions, you can actually practice too much, a new study finds. So what is the difference between talent versus practice versus hard work? Let's find out. The idea that practice makes a man perfect was thought to be well supported by a 1993 study of musicians, in which researchers led by psychologist K. Anders Ericsson determined that practice accounted for about 80% of the difference between elite performers and committed amateurs. Many characteristics one believes that reflect innate talent are actually the result of intense practice extended for a minimum of 10 years, the researchers wrote. In his book, The Outliers, Malcolm Gladwell helped popularize the idea what came to be known as the 10,000 hour rule. You must have heard the TED Talk. Practice that much and you'll be an expert performer. I disagree. So does Zach Hampert. Who is Zach Hampert? In 2013, a psychology professor at Michigan State University, along with his colleagues, reviewed 14 studies of musicians and chess players, showing in a paper published in the journal Intelligence that practice accounted for only 1/3 of the skill differences. The evidence is quite clear that some people do reach an elite level of performance without copious practice, while other people fail to do despite copious practice. Hendrix says, utterly dashing my MBA dreams but supporting a notion I knew was all true. But as anyone well into their craft or career knows, there's a big difference between practicing something and simply performing or doing the work. A manager gets better not by practicing and managing, but by making decisions in the office every single day. Right? Talent is cheaper than table salt. The author Stephen King once said, what separates the talented individual from the successful one is a lot of hard work. That's where this next set of findings from Hamburg and Kalis comes in. They reviewed 88 studies on a broad range of activities to see extent to which deliberate practice, apostrophes, structured activities created specifically to improve performance in a specific field, apostrophe close. So, prediction variation in performance, the percentage explained by practice is as follows. Games, 26%. Music, 24%. Sports, 18%. Education, 4%. Professions, less than 1%. Practice won't make everyone perfect, but it'll still make almost everyone better, researchers concluded in the journal Psychological Science. Other factors matter as well, but even so, no one says that practice will ever hurt you, said study team member Fred Oswald, a professor of psychology at Rice University who collaborated with Hamburg on both studies. But be careful if you're walking the tight ropes. Still, other research has shown that hard work is hugely important to success. We which of course is not the same as perfection in sports. And if you want to do better on a test to learn to identify notes, if you weren't born with perfect pitch, then practice, practice and practice. Older research by Hambick colleagues showed that innate intelligence does indeed confer advantages in cognitive tasks. A spelling bee might be a good example, but a reasonable smart person can outperform a high IQ individual if the former works hard and the latter doesn't. Now, what's the upshot? If you aren't born with music in your bones, you might never play Carnegie Hall, but with lots of practice and hard work, you could be in a band. Just don't practice too much. Guitarist Joe Satriani years ago advised keeping practicing and fun, not spending more than an hour on one thing. Research since then suggests he was onto something. So, how you practice matters. Other research published in Psychological Science hints at the possibility that small chunks of practice time might be better than one long slog. Participants were asked to learn a new game, and they all had the same amount of practice time. Those who learned more quickly, as measured by their high scores, had either broken their practice time into separate blocks or had more variable performance results early on. This suggests that they were exploring how the game works before just outright practicing, the researchers figured. The study suggests that learning can be improved. You can learn more efficiently or the use of the same practice time to get to a higher level, said study leader Tom Stafford of the University of Sheffield. I asked Stafford if his findings would apply to further pursuit, such as sports or music. Meanwhile, once you think you've got something down, you may want to do it a few more times, because overlearning has shown to allow newly learned tasks to truly sink into the brain, protecting those who learned memories being scrambled by the noise of learning the next task. The famed football coach Vince Lombardi is said to have summed it up all the way: practice does not make perfect. Practice, perfect practice makes perfect. Or I would add, at least as perfect as one can be. This was Abul Khajuria. I'll see you in the next episode. Have a nice day. Namaste.